two, please.
Number two is from the county clerk, the clerk of circuit courts, excuse me, reporting projected revenue deficits for 2013. This is informational, unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Clerk Barrett, good morning, sir.
Good morning, Chairman. If I may,
go ahead, please.
We're reporting a shortfall in our bail forfeitures. We've actually worked hard to achieve this. The chief has, through his efforts to get people out of jail and out of our jail, has made it a priority to reduce the amount of bail that we have and on individuals so that they can get out, and we're not housing those individuals and in our jail at a much higher cost to the county overall. So this particular budget item does impact our budget directly, but is overall better for the county. Our interest on investments, we use the manner in which we calculate our estimates is based on a several-year calculation, and so that clearly appears to be off, and so the amount of interest on our investments is way down. And so that's where we're impacted with respect to this. We intend to work on our V&T by holding positions open and reducing our deficit in that way as best we possibly can. So,
thank you, sir. Thank you very much. Supervisor Lipscomb.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So I understand what you're saying in the report. I guess, and I see that the expectation that as you work towards the 14 budget, you're going to sort of reevaluate the way we've come up with these in the past. I guess I'm just wondering for DAS, when you got the department's request, was there not an effort to sort of reconcile whether these were reasonable? I mean, there's nothing about the interest rate environment that's changed in the last 4-6 months. So why were we not able to more accurately project that sort of thing?
We thought the estimates in the 2013 budget were reasonable at the time, given market rate conditions and what interest rates were. We didn't feel there were a lot of revenues that we had dropped in the 2013 budget to make them a little bit more attainable. This was one where it was on the fence, and we just made the decision not to do that. I think moving forward in 14, it's something that we can address. It's somewhat of a modest impact, certainly absorbable through V&T, and I think that was one, because there was a mitigating factor, that was one of the reasons why we felt it was on the fence in deliberations on this one. So.
Supervisor Lipscomb, are you?
That's it. Thank you.
Supervisor Schmidt.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I want to follow up on that, too, because with the budgets always coming up, I think I see the treasurer. I know he's on next for another item, but previously, been on finance a few years, is that there were kind of inflated, especially interest hopes rather than reality. I mean, the treasurer talked to us a couple of years ago, and when we questioned, so we'd rather get this done now instead of questioning at budget time. And we said, well, did you look at these? I mean, the administration had really put too high on the interest that, you know, we got to have safe investments in our place, and, you know, there's some constraints in some areas. And he said, well, and it was like 2% off, and that's a lot of money over in the budget. So, and I'm not, I mean, I think that, our, you know, your work with this committee and what I've seen so far is, and I think, of course, you want to do what, you know, you can't predict, you know, exactly. But as Supervisor Lipscomb said, and as we all realize, I mean, you know, we don't have big margins. We're not looking at big interest. We got to do safe investments. So we're not into speculation on most of these things. So I think we should be pretty close. And then I would say to Mr. Barrett and, you know, the rest of the departments that, you know, be coming eventually is that, you know trends. Most people have been in their positions for 4 or 5 years, so, you know, there shouldn't be major surprises. There's always fights to balance the budget. There's some things that we can't control at times, especially the interest or how much we get. You know, you're a victim a little bit of your success, as you were talking about. So that's a good thing. But, you know, you had to do the, everybody had to do the five-year capital things. So I guess when we're looking at our budgets particularly is to just, you know, you look back the last 5 years and what are the trends, and so you guys can be pretty close so we're not having to question and then find out from the department chairs, well, we really didn't get along with the administration on this and, you know, we had to accept this. So, you know, I'm tired of hearing those kinds of things, and I would hope or presume that's not going to be the case in this upcoming budget. So I'm sorry, that's more of a statement than a question, but and I'm glad to, last thing I'd say, I'm glad to see that I did ask last time when you came about a year ago, Mr. Barrett, in front of us, and you said, well, what kind of measures are you taking? I know you're always taking measures, and I know you care about, like everybody else does in your departments, to come into balanced budget. But you've got some specifics here which we need to see and talk to the administration about how we can. Because if you don't balance our budgets, we're the awful tax raisers. So, you know, we'd like to see you bring in your balanced budgets and really have close estimates here so we don't play these games. And we know everybody, we don't want to, you know, all the departments are, I think we're down as far as numbers, I mean, historically, and a quarter down. Everybody is working more with less. So I know that we're looking at chopping people, but we're looking everywhere else we can to be as efficient as we can. Probably preaching the choir, but, you know, I just wanted to see that precursor to all the budget stuff. So thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Barrett?
If I may, Mr. Ellinger is our finance director for the courts, and he hears your charge.
Thank you.
Good morning, Mr. Ellinger.
Good morning.
Mr. Campbell is just nodding correctly, too.
I mean, we in the 13 budget, we did drop a lot of parks revenues, a lot of zoo revenue. I mean, there were a lot of adjustments that we did make, and nothing's perfect. There's always room for improvement. I think you're going to see a continuation of the trend. We do want revenues to be attained so that if there is, so you're moving away slowly from, or not so slowly away from setting high revenues and then forcing departments to backfill with their vacancy and turnover.
Right.
So we're trying to get out of that. This is one area that we, you know, we could have done better. But
any other comments, questions? Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Good job.